Hail and well met. Welcome to another episode of Self-Evident. I'm Jenna, and today you are in for a treat. My co-host, Kenna Rose, recently gave a presentation at the Illinois Family Institute's Worldview Conference, which is held annually at the Village Church of Barrington. Along with Pastor Miles Holmes, Scott Lively, and Professor Nancy Piercy, Kenna Rose addressed the audience on the war against biblical manhood. More specifically, she addressed why women need men who adhere to God's design for them.
Before I officially get started, I just want to let everyone know that this forthcoming topic is not me complaining about being single. I promise. I was asked to speak on it. I have proof. Although, I mean, like, if you did happen to know anyone. I'm just kidding. One of the more common things you'll hear in conservative circles, and especially circles with a lot of young adults, is how important it is to get married young. Women especially hear this, I think, and habitually feel frustrated. We think, yes, I agree. But where are the men? Young women feel scolded, or like they're doing something wrong because they can't find godly Christian young men to marry. And Christian women need and want strong biblical men who won't shy away from godly leadership in and out of the home. The problem is, they're getting harder and harder to find. Often, when I'm hanging with my group of girls, the topic of dating and marriage will surface, and we'll ask each other, where are all of the men's at? And yes, the bad grammar, I mean, it's imperative to the complaint. The few men we would consider are often all already dating or married because they are biblically strong, masculine men. So, happy news for you strong, godly guys out there, you're already set. For many reasons, guys today have become incredibly feminine in how they act, talk, and sometimes even dress. Even their handshakes are flat. And popular culture celebrates it. For example, this past Monday, the New York Post, which is more trendy than reliable, posted an article entitled, "Women Are Loving Men Who Embrace Baby Girl Vibe and Ditch Toxic Masculinity." Baby girl, by the way, is a term that refers to men who act girly. Similar to the term metrosexual and like really, really emotional, the article goes, who aren't afraid to carry a purse to brunch. And I went, ugh. The New York Post got absolutely roasted in the Twitter responses and the Instagram comments. Women were commenting that this was 100% not the case. We want men who are masculine, not men who are basically male-looking women. If anything, more feminine guys make fun friends, and that is it. The other end of the spectrum that we see are guys known as Chad, or Church Chad, if they happen to be from church. These are guys who consider themselves great examples of godly masculinity because they eat a lot of protein powder and hit on women. But actually, they are just incredibly toxic. Masculinity without a godly foundation. What women want, and the type of man that honors the Lord, are strong, biblically masculine men, and they're hard to find. And women do watch. Girls notice when guys open the doors for us, or are respectful in how he talks to others, or lead the friend group in prayer. The problem is, society's attacks on biblical masculinity by the very loud minority are exacerbated through social media and a generation that has grown up on it. If you look at popular male influencers in the Gen Z world, you'll be confronted by a lot of incredibly feminine dudes who are either outright LGBTQ, such as Harry Styles, James Charles, or Dylan Mulvaney, or are just really soft. A lot of Generation Z's slang actually comes from the LGBTQ community, and even straight guys and gals will talk and act that way a little bit, just because it's what everybody else is doing. It's what's praised in culture, but it's not right. Christian women need and want strong, biblically masculine men who won't shy away from godly leadership in and out of the home. And I mean, I don't know, the culture kind of needs guys like that too. I don't have time to cover all of the reasons for this, but a big one is that God has given men and women different jobs in life. When men don't step up and lead like they were created to, women have to take on a job we weren't created for while also doing the job we were, because both of those jobs need to be done for society to function. But let's just say, I don't want to have to do both the guy's job and mine. And I don't even think it's healthy for women to have to do both. And spoiler alert, we're generally not going to do it very well, because it's not something we were created to do. And the job we were created to do is going to suffer, because we're trying to do both. Women need and want to be able to trust that their husbands will be leading them and their families in a way that honors the Lord. Non-biblically masculine men will either control their family or won't lead it at all. And both leads to a mess of a family life. I've seen it. I, and other women my age, want to be able to trust that our eventual husbands will take the responsibility to do his work, be it the type of work that sets the spiritual tone of the family and home, or the type of work that provides financially for his family. We need and want biblically masculine men because we need and want to trust that our spouse will have our best interests in mind and will lead us closer to the Lord. We don't want a man who is a baby girl, super trendy and relevant and incredibly emotional. We want a man we can trust, who will fix his eyes on the Lord, seek wisdom from the Lord, and will help us anchor ourselves in the Lord. We need and want a biblically masculine man because we need and want to feel safe with our spouse. We need to know that he will show the same love towards us that Christ showed to the church. We need to know that he can protect us and will protect us from this increasingly crazy and dangerous world that we live in. We need and want biblically masculine men because we need and want someone who will care about our purity in a godly way and will guard his eyes, mind, and heart. We need and want biblically masculine men we can trust to help us stand against the tide of culture, who live lives and will help us live lives as we help them live lives that will reflect Christ and influence the culture we live in. And I should add that we know we won't be able to find someone who's perfect. That's a fantasy. We're not perfect. We live in a sinful world. I also know that women have their own jobs to do and our own tasks to hold up. But we don't want to marry a guy we can't trust, can't rely on, and don't feel safe around. This is why Christian women need and want strong, biblically masculine men who won't shy away from godly leadership. And parents and grandparents, I might add that young men won't always act the same way around you as they do in front of their peers. I may be seeing a different side of your son or grandson than you are. Some of this is just accidental, because when you're hanging with your friends, you influence them, and they influence you. Some of it is purposeful, because they know that you might not like what they're talking about, and deep down, they know better. Or they might think you just won't understand the words they were using. I know I was originally planning on showing some Instagram reels, 30-second videos at the beginning of my speech to illustrate some points, but I showed them to my parents and they had no clue what was happening, so I scrapped that idea. I just think it's important to note that you might be seeing a different side of your son or grandson than I do. It's hard to be a young man in a time when masculinity is torn apart on every side. But Christian women need and want strong, biblically masculine men. So parents and grandparents, it's incredibly important to make a concentrated effort to raise your young men to be godly, strong, biblically masculine men. Fill them with the truth of God's word and encourage them in biblical masculinity, because to be completely honest, they are probably seeing a lot of discouraging things about it. Young men, know that it is a good thing to be a biblically masculine man. It is. The world needs it. Get to know Christ more than you know anybody else. Live like him, follow his example, and be willing to stand up and speak out for truth. Christ never swore, cheated, or spoke vulgarly. He never lusted anyone, and he treated women with respect. And he was willing to stand up to the religious leaders of the day, even by flipping tables, to defend righteousness. Store up God's word in your heart. That's where you'll get wisdom. Young women, make sure you are storing up God's word in your heart as well, and that you are also living a life that honors the Lord and reflects Christ. We have a part to do too, and we also have to watch out for lies from the world on what it means to be a woman, biblically. And for everybody, pray for my generation that we can know the truth of what God's word says about being male or female. We are confronted with lies from every corner on what it means to be a man or a woman. And we don't have the option to remain silent, because the stakes are higher than they've been in a very long time. It's not just your son or your granddaughter, or your grandson or your daughter, I totally mixed that up, but you know what I mean, that depends on it. You and the future of our country depends on it as well.
Thank you for listening to Self-Evident, and until we meet again, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. To sum up what Kenna Rose was getting at, I have a quote from Pastor Doug Wilson to end with. He says that masculinity is the glad assumption of sacrificial responsibility. This is Self-Evident.